This program is a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and is brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guests, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.
97 Gold presents Your Money with Fay Bagby. Sound advice to help your money grow. Now, here's Fay Bagby on 97 Gold.
Good morning.
Good morning, Faye. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
It's hot again.
Did you notice it is hot?
I did notice.
You can fry eggs on the sidewalk again.
You sure can, and I think it's going to stay that way for a while.
I think so. I don't think we're going to get any rain anytime soon.
No. We've been flirting with near 100 degrees towards the end of the week, and now we're into the weekend, and it's still the same thing, and then I think it goes on until next week, and I think it's this way till Thanksgiving.
Wow, till Thanksgiving?
Yeah, yeah.
Well, I hope it's not 100 at Thanksgiving. My gosh, the turkeys will be dripping with sweat.
Well, you can just cook the turkey outside on the sidewalk.
All right. Well, we'll do whatever's necessary.
It might work out in our favor that way.
Well, you never can tell.
I never tried it.
That's right. Well, you know, in Texas, anything's possible.
It is true.
I mean, you know, we're a versatile state.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Well, let's give out the phone number.
Let's do that.
It's 877-588-3330. That's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
And don't forget, you can always go to the website, which is AmericanFinancialMidland.com, where you can find case studies from past investments. You can see exactly what investors have been making. You can read testimonials and find out about other people's experiences and how the process works. And you have a very exciting week, and I want to get into that in just a second because this is a really super exciting story. But this is really all about growing your money so you can retire happy, wealthy, and early.
That's exactly right.
No.
When people come to us, they're looking for retirement advice. You know, how do we get our money safely through retirement?
Yeah.
And that's what we work on.
And people come to you at all different ages.
Every age in the world. As you are always asking me, what's too late? 80 is too late. Unless they have a child or someone that's going to help them with it. They cannot do it by themselves. Mm-hmm. So if they're that age, we're going to say, you need a family member to do this with you, not by yourself.
Well, it's a good idea. It helps to protect people.
It does, and we want them protected. I don't want them out there, you know, trying to do it by themselves and to make a mistake.
And one of the big things that you do to help people get ready for retirement is investing in life insurance policies. And this is what I wanted to talk about. I'm excited about what happened this past week.
Yes, we were called, and this policy had matured. And we had three people in. It's a small policy, $250,000. But what happened was we had just paid the man for his policy. Just paid him. And he died.
Really?
And we didn't even have all the contracts signed. So we were scrambling, telling people, you need to get your contract signed because you're getting the money.
So the policyholder signed it in time, so everything was all done. You just didn't have the investors, they didn't have all their paperwork done.
That's right.
So three people had already made money before they even signed the paperwork.
Before they even signed the contract. They didn't know he died, and so I informed them, and I said, get your contract signed and get it in here.
Did they get it in?
I don't have them all back.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Boy, I tell you what, I would come back from the moon to sign papers in a hurry if I had known that I'd already made money before all I had to do is sign the paper.
That's all you had to do. You've already got your money coming.
Wow.
And that's cutting it close.
That is. Now, I know you've cut it real close in the past, like in the last couple of months, but this is probably the closest you can get and still get the policy through.
That's exactly right. Remember, we just got paid on UpLedger.
Yeah.
And UpLedger, you know, was a two-month deal.
Wow.
Yes. So that was a good deal also. We've had the shortest contracts this year we've ever had.
Yeah. It seems like you've got all kinds of stories about how these policies are coming in so early.
And the one that we had just bought that just fell in our lap this week was a six-month contract, and he lived less than 30 days.
Really?
Yes.
Now, you don't see a whole lot of six-month
No, we tournaments. Don't. And usually we cannot bid one high enough to get the money. But we did. It was a six-month that we were actually able to capture. But lots of times we get outbid on anything that short.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't. And I think they made 10% in about 3 weeks.
Wow. That's incredible.
Yes, it is.
You're not going to find that in the stock market.
No, you're not. And so those people are pretty happy, I'm sure.
I'm sure.
I hope they figured out what we were telling them. Get the contract in. You're going to get paid immediately.
So once they sign the paperwork, how long does it take at this point? I mean, this is such a rare situation.
Usually it takes 6 weeks to get paid.
Wow.
So it's still a heck of a deal. You know?
That's incredible. And so now what they'll do probably is they'll take their profits from this investment, turn around and reinvest it in another policy.
Absolutely. And people do this every day because this way you don't have to wait 6 months. We've had people that didn't have to wait 27 or 14 months even because these have been coming in so early.
Wow.
Yes.
That's incredible. So for a term that would last, normally, say you've got a 24-month, which is fairly typical. You've got a 24-month, so people, I'm trying to do just some simple math, and I know there's variations, but I'm assuming they end up in roughly six or seven policies a year. Would that be accurate, or is that too
Yes, I have a lot of people who've got six to 10 policies.
Oh, up to 10, really?
Yeah. It depends how much money they have with us.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a lot of big accounts that have a lot of policies.
Yeah.
I've got a lot of them that have got at least 10.
Wow.
Yeah. If you've got $1 million with us, you're going to have, you know, a lot of policies.
So there's always money turning over.
There's always money turning over all the time.
And that's what we like.
And, yes, and we're waiting on signed contracts now for about $4 million worth of contracts. And, of course, you know, we just did a $4 million contract 2 weeks ago. And we did a $1 million contract, put a lot of people in it this week. And this next week we're going to try to get a lot of these other people in these contracts.
So you have open investment positions right now that are available?
Yes. This next week, I don't know how long we'll have those policies, but we're going to start out with about $3 million worth putting people in.
Wow.
Yes.
And that's going to happen this coming week.
That's right. And another thing that I don't know if I've ever mentioned this, but when the people have their money at Nevada Trust, if it's in cash, they put it in government bonds at night. So your money's always in government bonds.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't remember ever talking about that.
Well, I don't know if we ever had. I just thought about it.
Wow.
So, you know, you've got that extra money you're getting on government bonds until it's invested.
Wow, it's just a whole new layer of.
Well, it helps. You know, you've got all that extra protection at all times because you're in government bonds if it's in cash.
Wow, now that's really cool.
Yeah, it is cool.
Okay, so what about policies that you're bidding on? What's the next several weeks look like?
Well, we're bidding on about $13 million right now, and we've got a lot of. We've probably got $5 million that we're waiting on contracts to get signed and get back to us. And those we'll be investing just as soon as we get the signed documents back.
Okay. So once you get all that back, then you'll start filling those.
Yes, we will.
And who will you fill them in? Will they be with existing clients or will they be, say, if somebody comes in off the street and they've never dealt?
If there's room for them in those, yes, so put them in.
Okay.
If there's not, they have to wait for the next ones.
All right.
And it depends how many we have. Because, you know, we have a lot of people right now. We've got to get in contracts because, remember, all this has just come due. We've had $5 or $6 million that's matured in the last 30 days.
That's an awful lot.
It is. It's a lot.
So this is moving fast.
It's moving fast this year, faster than ever before.
Wow.
And they're all coming in short,
mm-hmm.
you know. Now, we do have some that have gone over. We probably have 5 or 6 policies that went over, you know.
Which means
they're having to pay premiums.
Mm-hmm.
All of them but one is very small. We've got that one older person we talk about all the time, that dadgum 90-something year old. If we ever get out of that, it'll be a miracle.
Yeah. Well, you don't do elderly policies anymore because of this, and you've had this for a long time.
We have, and we're trying to get, you know, forward on it.
Yeah.
But they've still given him another 12 months.
Oh, my goodness.
Yes, that's just too much. I mean, it's horrible.
Well, then that policyholder must be out doing some traveling and some healthy living.
How could a 96-year-old be out traveling?
I don't know, but they're probably more active than I am, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, my gosh. Well, I keep thinking he'll fall on a banana peel and it'll be all over.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you know, I don't. In other words, I don't think it'll be a disease.
Yeah.
I'm trying to say it's going to be a natural cause.
Yeah, and that's important to point out because there is a difference between being elderly and being sick. And when you invest in policy or when you bid on policies, you're looking for specific types of illnesses, cancers, and these kinds of things, just so that these things don't happen again.
That's right, and we try to tighten up all the time. Mm-hmm. You know, make sure the policies we're buying that they're really ill.
Yeah.
We do not want to buy a policy that says it shows no sign of cancer at this time.
Yeah,
we're not doing
that.
No. We don't want that headache. Mm-mm. And so we try to really be careful. And I think we've done a good job this year because look how many policies have come due.
Yeah. Would you go so far as to say that at least the first half of 2017 has been a record-breaking year?
I think it has. We won't know till we get a little farther along, but we've had 17 that's come due.
Normally around this time, what would you have had?
I don't remember from last year.
Okay.
But I don't remember 17 by July.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's considerably less, maybe 12,
yeah,
13.
Yeah, I think it is less.
Ish.
But since we started counting all this, the people gave us a scenario this week for the whole thing. Since we started, I think in 13, mm-hmm. It goes back, I think, to 13, we've had 71 million immaturities.
71 million?
71 million maturities.
I'm just letting that sink in. Because
right.
I can't really, I don't know anybody who has made the kind of money in the stock market as what people are making in investing in life insurance policies.
And remember, since October, they've made over $8 million.
That's insane.
Yeah. We've had 38 million maturities up to July 1. And they had made over $8 million this year.
That is so much money to be made. And one of the greatest things about this is when you're investing in life insurance policies, it has nothing to do with the stock market. It has nothing to do with world events or current events. No matter what happens anywhere, there is no outside factor whatsoever involved in this. So it doesn't go down or it's not affected.
That's right. And I noticed yesterday, you know, the Dow was down. The New York Stock Exchange was down. You know, and some days it just falls,
mm-hmm.
and your wipes out your profits.
Yeah.
You know? So this doesn't, thank goodness. You're going to get the face amount of the policy.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to get what they agreed to give you. You know, the profit is there. Now, the profit could be less if it goes over. But if it comes in early or on time, you know, you've made a great deal of money.
So this is basically, the profit is there for the taking.
Yes, it is. And, you know, the people that have made this money this year, you know, I think it's an amazing year.
Yeah.
You know, as far as profit.
It sounds like it's
I've had a
insane.
Lot of people that have had three policies mature.
Wow.
Now, that's a lot in 1 year.
It is.
And
a
we're
lot.
Just halfway through.
Yeah.
So they may have another one, you know, before the end of the year.
So we're talking that a potential investor could easily make several hundred thousand dollars in 1 year.
Yes. I've got several. That one guy has made about $167,000.
Wow.
And he's got a lot of policies. Got a lot of money in.
So he's pretty aggressive with his investments.
I think everybody is.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they'll tell me, Faye, don't put me in any little policies. I don't want to put $50,000 in. I want at least $100,000 in all my investments.
Okay.
Okay? So that's usually what we do.
So then they turn around and they invest their profits into other policies, and it just keeps growing exponentially.
Yes. Now, my son, he's a smaller investor, but he's had two maturities this year.
Really?
Yeah.
Your own son?
My son's had two.
Now, you, so if there's availability, and I'm pretty sure there hasn't been lately because
no.
there's been such a great demand because, you know, things are going so well this year. But there are times in the past where if there was availability, you'll put your own money into these policies.
That's exactly right. If there's room, I'll put some money in. And I've done it twice and had to take it back out and give it to somebody.
Yeah.
You know, that one in November that I'd put that $175,000 in. I said, man, I've got this licked. You
yeah.
know, people didn't like the policy. I loved it.
Mm-hmm.
And I put $175,000 in, then at the last minute, you know, He died before we could get finished.
Wow.
So I didn't get that one either.
Oh, my goodness. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. And we're 3105 Big Spring, right next to Ivy Cottage.
Now, I want to talk about these policies just for a second, because for those who don't know and don't really understand how the process works or haven't heard before, this is a kind of a situation where somebody gets ill. They get diagnosed with cancer. They need to sell their policy for a number of reasons, and they need somebody there to buy it.
That's right.
And that's what you do.
That's right. And we buy this through a licensed provider. We have three people that we go to. That call us every day. Faye, we've got two or three policies. We're sending them over, look at them, see if they're in your bailiwick. If they are, bid on them.
Mm-hmm.
And we bid policies every day. And it helps those people and it helps our clients if we can make a deal on them.
Yeah.
And so, we're trying every day to buy all the policies that are there that meet our criteria. First of all, we don't want them to be over 70 years old.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing is they have to have stage four. And if it's not stage four, heck, they've got a long way to go.
Yeah.
You can say, well, they've got 24 months. It might not even be true if it's only stage two.
Well, cancer treatments, they've come so far, especially in the last several months. There's all these really optimistic signs and these medical breakthroughs that people with stage three are surviving longer.
Yes.
Which is great for them.
They're probably going to die, but right now they're not.
Right.
And that's the whole deal. Are they going to die within the time limit that we need to buy a policy on?
Yeah.
And if they aren't, then we need to stay away from them.
Because I assume there's a certain threshold when you're looking at the policy and you're weighing, okay, how much do we bid and then where's our profit margin? Because you don't want to start eating too much into that because then people won't make their profit. So I assume there's some kind of, maybe there's not an official formula, but there must be some kind of a threshold. How do you gauge when it's too far?
I'm looking at it to say, okay, this is a guy 50 years old.
Mm-hmm.
He's got pancreatic cancer, stage four. Well, Fasano, who is the best, if they say it's 18 months, we know he's going to die in less than that. We've only had one pancreatic cancer in all these years that went over. All the others have come in early.
Really?
So we usually know that with pancreatic cancer, if it's metastasized, it's going to be short.
Mm-hmm.
So we know they're going to make a lot of money. So that's what we judge it by.
So when you say Fasano, who is Fasano?
Fasano is Fasano out of Washington, D.C. They've been doing this a long time, and they know cancer.
Okay.
So they're the best. So if we can possibly, if it's over $1 million, it'll have a Fasano.
Okay, so they're in the big leagues.
They are the big leagues.
They look at the policies and they analyze it and they understand exactly what's happening, and that's how they put their information on it, and that's how you know how long.
We know how serious it is.
Yeah.
We also take them from AVS.
Mm-hmm.
A guy told me this week, this is hilarious. He said, I don't like them. I said, you don't like AVS? No, he says, I think unless it's over $1 million, they're just not paying attention. And I go, my gosh. That's what they do for a living.
That's like their whole point.
Yeah, they research and research our people's illnesses to see what they think and when they're going to die.
Wow. So you get these policies that have already been analyzed.
Certainly. They've analyzed them, and then we go back and reanalyze them.
Have you ever found a policy that's come across your desk that they said something about, whether it's in a positive way or maybe something they missed? Has a policy come across your desk where you saw something they didn't?
Well, the one that came due earlier in the year, they had said it was 30 months. I said, I swear it's not 30 months, and it wasn't. It came in a lot sooner than 30.
Really?
Uh-huh.
And so what was it about it? Because when they look at it, they have their experts, and then you look at it, and you're an expert. Where does the difference – what did you see?
Like, the man was obese.
Mm-hmm.
The people who are obese don't have near as good a chance at cancer survival as other people. Okay, that's the first thing. Then look at what he's taking. If he's on oxycodone, this man is in a huge amount of pain.
Yeah.
If he's on morphine – this guy is in really bad shape.
It's pretty serious, and they need
some. It is really serious. Wow. Most of the cancer people are not on morphine. They're not on oxycodone for pain. They haven't been in and out of the hospital. like the others.
Yeah.
So we look at all those things, the pain medication they're on, how often they're getting treatment, how serious. If they've got them on everything they can think of,
mm-hmm.
and it still and it shows when we read it, progression, it's metastasized in five places. I don't believe you'll survive.
So when you see a hot contract come through like that, Does that affect? Do you bid a little bit more aggressively, or do you still have that? Is it more of a conservative thing?
No, I bid it the same way I would on another one.
Okay.
It's just that I know, and I tell the customers lots of times, this isn't a 30-month contract.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's going to come in early. Just be prepared.
So it may say 2.5 years, 30 months,
but it's not going to be.
But it's not.
Not in my opinion, and I've been lucky on a few of them that I've been right and they've been wrong.
Yeah.
Because, right. And they're conservative also. Remember, they've got to be.
Yeah.
You know, and Fasano is very conservative. Usually, when they say 18 months, they know darn well it's going to be 12.
You know? So then why are they so conservative?
They want to be sure they don't miss it.
Oh, okay. You know? They can't have too many where they get it too far
over. They don't want
it
to go over.
They start getting a bad reputation.
Yeah, they don't want it to go over.
Gotcha. Okay.
And lots of times, like 21st Services, you know, couple of years ago, you know, they stopped everything and went back, recalibrated theirs on their computers because we were all complaining they weren't right.
Really?
Yeah. So they went back, rethought it, restudied it, and did a better job.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. So when you bid on these policies and somebody wants to get in on this, you go over everything in extreme detail.
We send them the whole LE. Everything mm-hmm. we know, they know. And then they can call us and go over it with me.
Do they get page 14?
Yes, they do. They always have to have page. If they agree to go in the policy, they're going to get page 14. They're going to sign it saying they know everything we've told them.
Tell me about the page 14.
Okay, it'll tell you who the people are. It'll tell you what age they are, male or female. It'll tell you what insurance company. It's going to tell you the rating of that company. It's going to tell you the face amount of the policy. It's going to tell you how much they're going to make, mm-hmm. what percentage. It will also tell you if it goes over what it's going to cost. So it tells you everything they need to know, which is important, and then they sign it.
So is page 14 like the 14th page in a large document, or is that what the actual report is called?
No, it is page 14.
It's literally page 14.
It's literally page 14 in the inside of the contract.
So we don't necessarily worry about page 13 or 15. 14 is the one. That's where you go to find the information.
I had some people come in this week, and they were talking about their policies. I said, well, let me refresh it for you. Let's go to page 14.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what we did.
Wow.
Yes.
So when somebody comes in for the first time, or say that you've got even an investor that has been with you for a while, if they have questions, do you can go over everything again repeatedly and explain to things? Like when people come in and they say, oh, I'm not really sure about this policy. You go over it with them and say, okay, you need to get in this. One, it's already gone through several checkpoints. It's gone through Fasano. It's gone through your own. You've gone over it, you know, with your own two eyes, with a fine-tooth comb. And now it's in front of them for their eyes.
Well, let me tell you something. One of our good customers, we sent him an LE 2 months ago mm-hmm. on Upledger. He wasn't going to do Upledger. We called him back and said, are you out of your mind? You need to do Upledger. All right. He said, I'll do it. And, you know, Upledger paid off in 2 months.
Really?
So I couldn't understand him saying, oh, I don't think I'll do this. I go, you've got to be out of your mind. You need to go in. Okay, he said, I'll do it.
So at this point, they kind of take what you say a little bit more seriously.
They should, yes.
Yeah.
And if I call them back or send an email, they should be calling me saying, well, okay, we'll do it.
Because if it passes all of these checkpoints and you pass it on to an investor, excuse me, it is a good policy.
They know that I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think I wouldn't have bought it if I didn't think it was good.
Have you ever had somebody pass on a policy and then it come due fairly quickly and then they call you up and they go, Faye, I should have done that?
Oh, we call them and tell them. If they pass, when it comes due, I go, uh-huh, see there, you missed a big opportunity. And they say, I'll never do it again.
I'm sure that happens a lot, doesn't it?
Yeah, because we don't have very many that pass. But every once in a while, somebody's so smart, they think they're smarter than us and the LE companies, and they'll turn it down
Yeah.
For some crazy reason. and then it comes due.
Well, people are busy living their lives. They're not necessarily experts in this. This is not what they do, per se.
No, they don't do this for a living.
Exactly. And you do. So, and the fact that you, you know, sometimes if there's availability, you put your own money in it, that says a lot, too. So.
Well, and, people, you know, lots of times they're just not paying attention.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we try to help them with that. And another thing, you know, the people that are not accredited, that can't do this, they can do annuities. We forget about that. But they can do annuities. I've talked to two or three people this last week about doing some annuities. Annuities are paying real good right now.
Yeah.
You know, earlier in the year I said they're not paying very good, but they're doing better now.
So this would be a good time to... If you're not accredited, this would be a good time to explore other options because you're about retiring, not necessarily only with life insurance policy investments, but lots of other annuities.
And annuities are so safe. You know, they've been around 150 years, and we do fixed annuities. We do not do variable annuities. We don't do annuities with mutual funds in it. So that makes it a lot safer.
Okay.
And they're guaranteed their money from day one till they die.
So to kind of give people a little better view of what's happening here, for somebody to be accredited, what's the threshold?
Well, they've got to either have $1 million in assets other than their house, or they have to make $200,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if it's them and their wife, it's got to be $300,000 a year.
Okay. And that includes everything. Their ranches, their lands, rental properties.
Yeah, they may have 10 rental houses. They can put those in as an asset.
Vehicles.
They may have cattle. They may have farm equipment, ranch equipment, you know, all that.
401k.
Uh-huh. And a lot of times people forget a 401k is part of your assets.
Mm-hmm.
An IRA, a Roth IRA, whatever. You know, those are all acceptable.
But not their home, their residence.
No. And if you have some vacation homes, yes.
Okay.
If you have a cabin, yes. If you have a big lake house, that's a count, too. I've got some people that do.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Emphasis on big lake house.
A big lake house.
In other words, invite Faye over to get in the water.
I mean, they're worth some money. So yeah. Those are acceptable.
So for somebody who does not qualify, and they can do, you know, annuities and things like that, it's still worth coming in because you still have to plan for retirement because you don't want to plan on retiring when you're 85 and then run out of money even then and you're not prepared for it.
That's right. You need to be prepared for what lies ahead.
Mm-hmm.
You've got to figure out how much you're going to need when you retire. You're not going to need any less.
Yeah.
You know, you still have vacation time. You still want to go out to eat. You still want to buy a new pickup.
Mm-hmm.
You may want to go to Europe.
I have heard people in the past say things like, well, I'd like to retire around 65 or maybe 70, and by then probably some things will be paid off, but I could probably cut back here.
No, you don't want to do that. Why would you want to live less than you're living now?
Exactly.
That doesn't make any sense.
So start planning now, whatever now is.
40 years old, you need to be on it.
Yeah.
If you're 60 and you don't have it done, you better come see us and get started.
Yes.
Yeah.
And you'll help people figure out when they want to retire, wherever they are now. You'll look at that. Okay, we've got, say, 10 years. When you want to retire, this is what we need to do. We need to put you on this kind of a plan, whether it's more aggressive or less aggressive. It all depends on, you know, each individual investor.
That's exactly right.
Okay.
And everybody's going to need a different amount.
Sure.
But they all need retirement money. You can't sit there and hide behind a bush and say, oh, I'll get to it later.
Yeah.
Your wife is not going to be happy.
Eventually, later, never gets here.
That's right.
All right.
People procrastinate.
They do.
We need to get men, especially, quit procrastinating and come see me.
Well, when people do that, you know, they and I know you've told this story a lot about how somebody will come in and they'll say, well, I've been listening to you for a long time, you know, for years maybe. I've thought about it, but I never did. Is there some kind of event? Is there something that happens?
I don't know. I cannot tell you what happens at home.
Mm-hmm.
But I know all of a sudden they're on the phone. Faye, I've been listening to you for a year. Some say 2 years.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, they'll say, you know, and I've had people say even longer than that. Say, I've been listening to you for a long time.
It's always men, isn't it?
It's always men.
Yeah.
Women make up their mind a lot quicker. There's no doubt about it.
We kind of stall.
They do. But men, they just bless their hearts. They don't get in a hurry.
Yeah.
I'd hate to be at their house because if a wife needs something done, I'll bet they don't have it done yet.
I know I don't.
But they're thinking about it.
Yeah. I've got projects from 15 years ago that I'm not done with yet.
And women do hate that. Yeah. You know, when you just can't get something finished.
I understand.
I would call in somebody and get it done.
Yeah.
I'd say, I know my husband isn't ever going to get to it.
So sometimes you get somebody who's been listening for a long time. They finally come in and they finally sit down in there and talk to you and they come in and they get some general information. Is it a situation ever where they'll come in and then they'll go home and they'll try to tell their wife trying to go over the thing and they kind of make some mistakes, don't quite get it right, don't remember, and then they both come in?
That happens all the time. Okay. And the husband will say real nicely, well, I've explained it to my wife, but maybe you'd like to do it again.
Yeah. That's a nice way of saying, I'm not sure I got it right.
That's right. I'm not sure I told her the truth. I might have got it on the fringe, you know. So, yes, they will do that.
All right. So there's nothing to be afraid of. You're not all of a sudden going to walk in and all of a sudden, you know, you're into something that you're not really sure what you're doing. You're going to know everything before you even make your first investment.
That's right. We want to make sure they fully understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
And we want to make sure they have emergency money. But all of ours do. If you're qualified, you know, you've got all that.
Mm-hmm.
So we don't have to worry about them.
And that's one of the criteria also. Yeah. This is not liquid.
That's right. It's not liquid for that length of time. It's in those policies. And our people all know that.
Yeah.
So we want to be sure we have accredited people doing it.
Fantastic. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is...
It's 877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, just past Wadley.
So, every Saturday morning around this time, we start getting into trivia. And I know you always bring in interesting things. Most of it I know nothing about. And I've started creating a list of places to go and things to do because of all the things you've brought us. What are we talking about today?
Well, remember from last week... the little mosquito, the 26-foot mosquito from Clute. Remember, that mosquito deal is the 27th and 28th of July.
So the big festival is coming up.
That's right. The mosquito festival's coming up. I can't believe that.
Wow.
In Brazoria County, by the way.
Yeah.
Okay. Adams Vanilla. Are you familiar with that company?
I don't think so.
Okay. The Adams Vanilla Company started in 1888.
Really?
John Anderson Adams, the man that started it. It's an interesting story. They started it up in Michigan in 1888. And in 1905, he moved his family to Beeville, Texas. And his wife was unhappy with the quality of the vanilla extract products. And she felt like they were either baked or froze out. She kept talking to her husband about it. So he decided to formulate one just for her. So she tried the product. She was delighted, and John replied, well, that's Old Man Adams' test. And they named it Adams Vanilla.
Really?
Yes. And it became known as Adams' Best Vanilla. I've used it many years. So with the help of his sons, Fred and Don, they began to produce it, package it, and sell it door to door with a complete money-back guarantee, of course. And they were first to be awarded a Bachelor of Business Administration degree from the University of Texas. That was his son. So Fred purchased the company from his father, and he relocated the production to Austin, Texas. And in 1922, he built a two-story building downtown and continued the extracts and the vanilla and the colors. Now, since you haven't ever done it, you wouldn't remember. The first ones had four colors in it.
Really?
Had four. It was a four little color pack.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yes, and he brought red velvet cake to kitchens across America during the time of the Great Depression, because he was the first one to sell the little red food color packet, and it was a point of sale posters and a tear off recipe.
Wow!
During the Depression, and his son John Jr. worked in the family business throughout his childhood, and he received his B.A. in chemistry from the University of Texas. This is a smart family.
Yeah.
And he helped expand the first lines, and he's the one that did the four-color pack.
Really?
Uh-huh. And it's still sold today, by the way. In 1955, the company built a new plant designed by the famous architects Lundgren and Mara, and it was out on I-35. And I'll stop right there and tell you, I met the Adams.
Really?
Several years ago, and I can't tell you what year it was, we were in Del Rio, and we went across the border to Mexico to this restaurant to eat. This family came in, and there wasn't a lot of people there. They met us. They had a huge dog with them and about four kids. They came over. They sat with us. We had dinner together.
Wow.
And they said, "We're the Adams family from Austin." I didn't know who in the heck that was. We talked a while, and they said, "We own the Adams Vanilla Company." And I go, "I wonder if they really do." You know, I didn't believe them.
Liar.
Liar. That's just about what I thought. And as we drove back, we researched this. And sure enough, they owned the Vanilla Company right there on I-35.
Really?
Yes.
And you had dinner with them.
And I had dinner with them. But I wasn't sure who they were.
Wow.
And I wasn't sure it was the real deal. And it was the real deal.
Were they nice people?
They were very nice. The dog was so friendly, but he was huge.
Wow.
And their kids were friendly.
And they came over to you.
They came over just like somebody we'd known, you know, maybe in the next city.
Wow.
And they were just very gracious. And then in 2000, students at the University of Texas helped the Adam Extract Company design a new manufacturing plant. This is the third one they'd had. They continued production in Austin, Texas, under John Adams, until 2002. Then the company was purchased and relocated to Gonzales, Texas.
Really?
Yeah. But, you know, they've been in business since 1888.
You know, in this kind of a situation, you know, she was trying to solve a problem because she didn't like any of the vanilla extracts.
No.
That's really when a lot of the best businesses, the best products are developed, is to try and solve a problem that's existing.
Well, and, you know, they're one of the oldest companies here. 1888, it goes back a long way.
That is a long time.
And, you know, they started in 1888 in Michigan. Then they moved in 1905
wow.
to Austin, Texas, and to Beeville.
Wow.
And but the year we saw it, it was all one story, big place.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. And it's right there on 35.
And you could just go there.
You could go there. They had tours. You could go and take a tour.
Really?
Yeah.
Do they still? I assume they still do.
I imagine they still do. But now it's in Beeville, you know, in Gonzales. It's moved from Beeville down to Gonzales.
Hmm.
But I thought it was so interesting that we met these people and wasn't sure who they were because they were just ordinary Americans.
Yeah.
I mean, they weren't putting on any airs.
Yeah.
And wasn't pretending to be anybody.
That is really cool when people are nice and humble and kind like that. And
it really was.
Because you see so many people and you hear so many stories about people in those types of situations that, you know, they're real showy and they're, you know, real big talking. And
oh, yeah. And you think, you know. But they just simply said, we own Adams Vanilla up Boston.
Just threw it out there like I work at a bank.
Yeah, and I go, I don't know. Yeah. You know, that's a famous company.
Yeah.
Because I had used their vanilla for years.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, I just don't know. I mean, they were so ordinary acting and nice. They were very, very nice.
Yeah.
And the kids were well behaved and then had the big dog.
You'd expect them to act a little bit differently or look a little bit
differently. Well, you wouldn't expect to see them in Mexico is what I'm
saying.
Well,
yeah, that too.
I mean, here they are in this little old restaurant across the border.
Wow.
But it was pretty interesting.
That is cool.
And they had invited us to their place, but we never did go.
Oh, no.
Yeah, we never did go.
Oh.
But it was very interesting.
Wow, that is cool. Another successful, great business started here in Texas with wonderful, kind people.
That's right. And they're still in business. And look at what his sons did. His sons went and got chemistry degrees and all kinds of degrees from University of Texas.
Yeah.
I mean, and the man that started was uneducated, but knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
And, of course, that little four-pack is still in business.
Yeah.
And isn't that amazing?
Smart enough to surround themselves with other people who can get some things done. And so, you know, you love to see, you know, kind people like that succeed like this.
And there's no telling what it makes. They have 140 employees now.
Really?
There wasn't anybody but them when they started.
Wow.
One man and his wife. And then when the boys grew up, you know, they came into the company. And then they bought the company from their dad.
Yeah.
And then look what they've made of it.
Love when companies start out, you know, a real grassroots effort, a lot of, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, and a lot of time invested. And then they grow, and then those people that put all that effort into it can kind of sit back and relax a little bit and let it grow itself and just make that money. Then the reward always comes back to them.
Yeah, and I like it because they stayed in Texas.
Exactly.
Yeah.
They a could lot have of companies, easily moved.
Oh, yeah, they could have went to New York City or some big place. But no, their roots were Texas, and they stayed in Texas, and they have really done something fabulous.
That is cool. That is cool.
I really like that company.
That is a fantastic story. This is Your Money with Faye Bagby. The phone number is?
It's 877-588-3330. It's 877-588-3330.
And this is all about growing your money so you can retire happy, wealthy, and early. When you're looking at bidding on policies, how many other companies are you bidding against?
Four or five. There's only four or five that are as big as us. There's a couple that are bigger, and that's Magna in Austin and Berkshire. Other than that, we're bigger than the others that we bid against. And we bid against them, and sometimes we win.
Yeah.
You know? The $2.5 million that we're getting signed right now, it was a tough bid. The bid went on for 2.5 weeks.
Really?
Yes. And we knew who was bidding against us, and they were trying so hard. And they came in after hours, and when the bidding stops, it stops. Mm-hmm. They came in after hours and gave a bid and tried to do it that way.
Is it like a silent bid where you just throw out a number, or is there back and forth allowed? Do you know what other people are bidding?
It has to be in writing. You just keep putting it in.
Okay.
Until somebody gets it.
And then at some point when
and they tell you when it ends. They tell you 5:00, like on a Tuesday, the bids end. You have to have your bid in, and whatever the high bidder is gets it.
So there is a hardcore deadline.
There is a hardcore deadline, and we met it, and we were the high bidder.
Cool. Awesome.
Yeah.
So one of the risks, well, we should get into some of the risks. We talked a little bit earlier about how, you know, if the policy goes over, you have to pay some premiums.
That's a risk. That's the biggest risk of all. Mm-hmm. Is it goes over, can you stand it if it goes a year extra or 2 years? If you can't, don't do it. Because you have to be able to say, I know that one's going over. I've got a lot of policies, but I've had two or three go over, and it can happen.
And when we talk about go over, say it goes over a year, what kind of premiums are we talking about?
Well, most of ours, the premiums are very small. Those old ones, there's two old ones, yes, they're high, very high. But the rest of them are $300, $200, very small.
A year?
Uh-huh.
So it doesn't really eat into the profit margin at all.
I have one that right now is $700, and I've got several people in it. That means they're going to pay $50 or $60 a piece, maybe $200.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
So it's really not, I know we have to mention it, but it's not like it's going to eat up all your
no but the risk profit. Is the time
the
time length of when you're going to get paid. So that is a risk. The other risk is it's not liquid during the time it's invested, and you have to know that you can't get your money out during that time. So it's not for small investors.
So when you go through the process and you go through people's assets and all this, and you qualify people, you already know this, so you pretty sure based on what you see in front of you what their assets are and where they are.
And we ask them that. That is on the questionnaire. They have to tell us, what do you make per year? What is your assets? And a lot of people say $5 million. Some of them say $1 million. You know, $1.5 million. Has to be $1 million.
So I assume then you don't have a whole lot of people that come to you at some point and say, I did something and I need 50.
No.
It doesn't really even happen.
That happened 2 or 3 years ago, and we put a stop to that. But we made sure that they had money.
So now everybody's qualified, and
we
put them in.
And you can't even start without $100,000.
Okay.
So that eliminated all that problem.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
So that's eliminated. The overage premiums, those are really small. So far the risks are not, they're really not even.
They're very, very minute. The only risk is if you're in that old policy, and the premiums are very high.
And so there's a third risk, right?
Third risk is if a life insurance company went under.
Mm-hmm.
And we haven't ever had that happen.
Never?
No.
In the history of the universe?
No, in Texas.
In Texas?
In Texas.
All right. So the risks really are very, very low.
I think the risk is low. It's always a risk, though.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to always say, okay, can I go another 2 years on a policy?
Mm-hmm.
If you can't, don't do it.
Yeah. Well, for a couple, I would imagine that the caliber of investor that you have, if we're looking at a couple $100 in premiums a month or a year, it doesn't sound like it's really
no. That
would really
that wouldn't affect them. That wouldn't bother them.
Okay.
And if they can stand, a policy not coming due when they thought it was, then they're in fine shape.
Okay. So when somebody goes to invest for the first time, what kinds of things do they need to do ahead of time?
Well, they've got to bring us all their statements. We've got to look at them. The banks require the statements of where that money is.
Mm-hmm.
So when we say you've got this much, the banks are going to require a copy.
What about somebody who's self-employed?
It's not a problem. If you're self-employed, you probably have an individual IRA, or you're going to write a check and put a couple $300,000 with us.
So nothing changes?
No. It's just a different type of account.
Okay. All right. So for somebody who wants to go ahead and get started, they can go ahead and I assume you have availability for appointments this coming week?
That's right. They need to call, make an appointment, and sit down and discuss it.
And it is time to do this.
That's right.
What if, as you look ahead at the stock market, say, what kinds of things should people be concerned about? Anything you see maybe happening in the next 6 months between now and the end of the year?
Well, most of the people that come to us say, we've been in the stock market. We're retiring. We're going to take our 401k out of mutual funds, out of our company. We've got to take it out because we're retiring, and we want to put it with you.
Okay.
And that's just simply how they do it.
And when people come to you and they say, okay, I want to retire in 10 years, say I'm 40. Is 50 too early to retire?
No. Well, I think it is. I had several retire at 59 this year.
And that's a good year?
Well, I thought it was too early because I think they're going to miss out on a lot. But they said, Faye, we've worked for these companies all these years. We're tired.
Okay.
And I said, okay, if you're tired, go home.
All right. So then say somebody's 55 and they want to retire in 10 years at 65.
That's a good thing.
What kinds of things do they need to do? They need to plan? Do you see people when they retire at 65? Do they need to plan trips? Do they need to plan a honeydew list? Do they need to? Because I know sometimes
well, they
when
need
people
to make
retire,
sure everything they have is paid for.
Okay.
If you're 55, you should get everything paid for. And they do. Most mm-hmm. of ours do. And then really keep reinvesting until you retire. That way you'll have plenty of retirement money.
Okay. Because I know the financial aspect is very important, and you can handle that. You've got that buttoned up.
Yeah.
No problem. But I'm just wondering about what people do, like in their personal aspect, their mindset, because sometimes people retire and they get up and all of a sudden they have no place to go, and
that's a bad thing. They need a really big hobby.
Mm-hmm.
Stay out of the house. The wife will appreciate it. Women do not want them hanging around 24/7.
No. No, they don't.
They need a good hobby. A lot of ours have bought small farms,
mm-hmm.
and they go out there every day and puddle around.
Okay.
Not anything big, just a small farm.
Because you don't want to get into something that you can get in over your head, and then you've got problems.
And then a lot of people buy a lake house, and mm-hmm. they go down there and work on it all the time. And then they get in the boat and cruise every day.
Nice.
And they fish, or they just go out and enjoy their boats.
So it's important to plan out what you're going to do with your time.
What you would enjoy doing. You've got to have something to do.
Yeah.
You're not going to sit down in the house or... she'll kick you out of the house.
Yeah. You don't want to just watch TV.
No, it's a bad deal.
No. All right. So we've talked about people's personal plans. We've talked about their financial plans. And so now at this point, it's time to actually get up and start making calls. Start getting your documents together. Start planning. Get the ball rolling. What's the phone number that they can call to come in and talk to you?
877-588-3330. And we're at 3105 Big Spring, just down the street from Walgreens.
You've been listening to Your Money with Faye Bagby, sound advice to help your money grow. Listen for Your Money with Faye Bagby every Saturday morning at 10 here on 97 Gold.
This program has been a paid presentation for American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC, and has been brought to you by American Financial and Retirement Services, LLC. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, host guest, and call-in listeners are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not represent the opinions of management of this station or Brazos Communications West, LLC, who bear no responsibility or liability for the program's content. The purpose of this radio program is intended to inform the public on financial planning issues and investment products for qualified individuals and investors. Many of the topics and opinions discussed may be of a personal nature, and some people may disagree with or find opinions expressed on this program objectionable. Before you invest, you should consult with financial advisors and review the program prospectus and its risks.